This is Gary Hartfield. So the experience has been surreal. I didn't quite embrace the depth of the experience until this evening. So now that we've had those conversations and had the ability to be a part of the ceremonies, it's really settled in. But I think what's really striking for me in that, number one, there's a huge opportunity. There's a huge opportunity for growth. And I think part of that growth comes for the women of color golf, and more importantly for our leader, Clemmie Perry. Here you have two women, two trailblazers that are doing things that are unprecedented. The principal, she mentioned that the lady, the only lady pitcher in that room that we were in, that's established that pitcher in the last 20 years. So you're talking about 2000. It's 2018, 2019. You're talking about 20 years. And here she is blazing the trails to increase diversity, to increase awareness, global awareness of this university, and to move the university forward in a different manner. And she's a woman. So she's having to blaze trails that probably a number of people would be very timid or probably turn a blind eye to, because that's the hardest thing to do, because their job is on the line. So if you look at it in terms of profession and what most people would do in those type of positions, they would do the thing, they would travel the road with least resistance, with the least amount of resistance, because she has a board of directors that she has to answer to. So if these initiatives, if this diversity thing doesn't work, and it doesn't, you know, measure up to these small margins that I hear them keep resoundingly say, that their university has somewhat small margins in terms of operating. I talked to their COO. So they have, with Miss Renee and the principal, they have stepped out on this thing called faith and been able to find their way. When I know they're, for leaders, there are going to be a lot of lonely nights. There are going to be a lot of times of indecision and fear. And what I know is incumbent upon you is to take away a part of what that principle and what Ms. Powell represents and continue moving the organization forward, even when you don't see the way. Just know that God has already made the way. So I think that's important. And if for no other reason to know, other than your mother and others in your life, you have two remarkable women that are doing it right in front of you. So you have no excuse. So you get no sympathy from me. The other part of that is on the part of the organization. Being a part of this experience really settles in into, now what do you do? It's called a but for moment in Leadership Florida. So now it's incumbent upon us to start strategically thinking about, okay, the vision is this, and you have to help us define that. And that's, you know, qualitative and quantitative in terms of numbers. If we're talking about development and raising money, then we got to define what that is. Qualitatively, what are those relationships? If it's with the association in Florida, with St. Andrews and their diversity and outreach initiatives in the States, whatever those are, we have to start defining those and establishing a strategic plan over the next 12 months, 36 months, 72 months of what it is that we want to accomplish. And what has happened is this great momentum, not only believing in you, but being a part of history now. I mean, we tell this story to our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. We have been fortunate because of your leadership to be a part of history. So it's incumbent upon you now to step out of your comfort zone and start really working and getting to work. And part of that is delegating. that doesn't mean you have to carry the load. You've, you know, drew together a good number, a great number of great women, and two men that I believe can help accomplish your goals. But I know with the women that you surround yourself with, they are very intelligent and very resourceful. So for me, that's the takeaway. If nothing else, just knowing that you have a Renee Powell and whatever the principal's name that are stepping out, you know, and have stepped out in the 60s. And, you know, we don't have to go far to know what the 60s meant for us in the United States. And this little white woman here in Scotland, you know, trying to blaze trails that probably are not comfortable every day for her. So know that on the path of leadership, it's not always going to be comfortable. It's not always going to be, you know, those times where you can call Colette or Vasti or whoever, you know, and have a sounding board. There's times when you're going to have to walk alone. You're going to have the fortitude to do that. I know that we pray for you and believe in you, but as a leader, like Moses,
yeah,
and like all other great leaders that you've read about and heard about, there are times they had to walk alone. Mm-hmm. So leadership can be lonely, but it's worth it. And you have great examples to just immediately right here in your face that will represent that. So if I had to share anything, that would be it.
Yeah.